USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is warning of an economic crash as he loses re-election, arguing that even voters who personally dislike him should base their ballots on the nation's strong growth and low unemployment rate. But privately, Trump is growing increasingly worried the economy won't look so good come Election Day. The financial markets signaled the possibility of a U.S. recession this week, sending a jolt of anxiety into investors, companies, and consumers. That's on top of concerns over Trump's plans to impose punishing tariffs on goods from China and word from the United Kingdom and Germany that their economies are also shrinking. Falling rates on U.S. Treasury notes also indicate that a recession countdown clock is now ticking, according to Scott Anderson, chief economist at Bank of the West. He said, "I think we're heading down the road to recession. We're steady marching toward that inevitable conclusion." This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
"I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver."
"Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well."
"Hi, this is Anderson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great."
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The state of Colorado tightened its air quality restrictions, requiring that at least 5% of vehicles sold in the state by 2023 emit zero pollution. The State Air Quality Control Commission, which passed the rule on an 8-to-1 vote, said the requirement applies to auto manufacturers, not buyers. It's intended to boost the number of electric vehicles in a state struggling to control ozone pollution in its most heavily populated areas. The minimum rises to 6.25 in 2025. Colorado is the 11th state to adopt zero emission standards, according to Green Car Reports, which tracks developments in low pollution vehicles. Two auto industry groups, Global Automakers and the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, applauded the rule. They said they've been working with Colorado officials on how to structure the requirement. Environmental groups also welcome the standards, but the Colorado Freedom to Drive Coalition called them costly and ineffective. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Can you guess which Democratic White House hopeful has now released a plan to help Native Americans? With the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The proposal does not mention Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's prior claims about having Native American ancestry herself. Of course, you know President Trump regularly refers to Warren as Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren? Pocahontas?
The great Pocahontas!
The policy proposal calls for criminal justice reform on tribal lands and urges the Justice Department to investigate and prosecute what it calls an epidemic of sexual assaults and murders committed against Native American women. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
While most of the Democratic candidates for president are working hard on the campaign trail, Tulsi Gabbard will take some time off from the trail to serve her country.
Stepping off of the campaign trail for a couple of weeks and putting on my Army uniform to go on a training exercise mission in Indonesia. We'll be doing a training exercise with the Indonesian military, focused on a few different things like counterterrorism, humanitarian aid, and disaster response. Joining my brothers and sisters from the Hawaii National Guard in doing so.
Gabbard enlisted in the military right after 9/11 and served in Afghanistan in 2005. She continues to serve in the Hawaii National Guard while running for president as a Democrat. This is USA Radio News.